to Panther Zone. I am your host, Jeremy the Impact York from Impact Media. We're live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate them allowing us to come on each and every week and talk to you about your Georgia State Panthers, our Georgia State Panthers, my Georgia State Panthers, the Georgia State Panthers football team, of course. I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview for this weekend's matchup between your Georgia State Panthers and the UL Lafayette, whatever they are that I don't have in front of me. I'm going to work on that. But of course, tons to get into. Want to talk, oh, the Raging Cajuns. There it is. There it is. I knew we had it in front of us. It happens. But before we talk about those Raging Cajuns, I want to tell you a little about the game. I have condensed my game notes. I'm sure you guys would approve. The game against Arkansas State. For the most part, you know, good coverage by Arkansas State. Their defense was pretty stout and everything. Things I wanted to tell you about, of course, there was the blocked field goal try by Arkansas State. They also had a couple good drives with some quick runs and passes to the flat. They really like to pick on that. It seems to be a weak point for Panthers. I've seen a handful of teams do that. Taris Batiste injured his shoulder. I do believe he came back in the game. Still waiting on an update on that one. Hope Taris is okay. He is one of the unsung heroes and leaders of this defense. I did learn that if you give Penny Hart an inch of space, he's gonna gain just tons of yardage. They gave him a little bit of space. He ended up getting a 19-yard reception pretty early. Georgia State had a good drive, using good passes. Also, even when the wide receivers are not open, they're drawing penalties on the defenders. No, that's not good acting or anything like that. That's receivers doing what they're supposed to do, and the referees calling things when they're supposed to call them. But our wide receivers do a good job of trying to get open. If they can't get open, it's because somebody's usually holding them or impeding their progress of some kind. Marcus Kirk seemed to be one of the guys they were wanting to run. He was able to run it in from the two for a touchdown. The extra point was blocked. So far that was a field goal and an extra point were blocked by Arkansas State. Their special teams is really, really good. You cannot leave McKissick open. It was a coverage breakdown. I believe they were in zone when it happened. McKissick was one of the stars for Arkansas State. He returned kicks. He returned punts. He just always seemed to be somewhere near the ball. He's definitely a game breaker. We did our best to contain him. He still made some plays. The goal line defense for the Panthers were making some pretty good stops all night. I'll talk a little more. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about it now. We needed more running backs. We know that because of the injuries. So they converted Glenn Smith, who is a sophomore, a redshirt sophomore. Regardless, he's only been here a couple years. They converted him from wide receiver to running back. And he actually had some good runs. Might want to think about this as a slightly more permanent thing. Glenn, definitely an athlete, and he had some good runs. Georgia State was finding some running lanes, especially Glenn Smith was able to find some. DeMarcus Kirk found a few as well. It seemed like they're slowly figuring out where the run lanes are, and especially against each team, because it does change a little bit. For Arkansas State, Cody Brown had the possible targeting when he hit Donovan Harden. They determined it was shoulder to shoulder, and nothing happened. It was deemed not targeting. Like I said, it was shoulder to shoulder. I'm not saying he was guilty of targeting, but it wasn't shoulder to shoulder. In my opinion, it looked like head to head. Regardless, it is what it is as far as the call. Strip sack fumble was recovered by Arkansas State. It killed the Georgia State drive, unfortunately. Arkansas State, gimmicks on the sideline when they make good plays. They had boxing gloves. They had a championship belt. It's just it's a way of rewarding their players and being having a little fun with it, I guess. When they make a good play, they put the boxing gloves around their hanging off their neck or something like that, or they put the championship belt on, and I don't know, it was a little fun way. It's kind of interesting. I don't see the Panthers doing that. They don't. I don't know. It's just interesting to see it on another team. So just want to throw that out there. Knighton, who is the quarterback for Arkansas State, is a good leader. He made plays when he had to. He threw when he had to. Now, of course, when Georgia State got the ball back, there was a big bomb to Harden for 66 yards, then to Rucker on the very next play for touchdown. That touchdown drive was pretty much two plays for right at 91 yards. It just shows how quick this offense can hit. Kind of went back and forth so far with about 7 minutes left in the first half. It was back and forth up to that point. Pick six by Chandon Sullivan. I want to make sure I get that right. Number 16, Jerome Smith, was ejected for targeting from Georgia State. I absolutely disagree with this, and this is not me being biased, but if you let Cody Brown for them stay in the game, then I don't understand why Jerome Smith was ejected. It was not targeting at all. It seemed like they didn't even barely bother looking at it. Coach Miles, who is very mild-mannered, very much does not scream and yell and rant and rave. He was pretty livid with the referees, and I absolutely agree with you, Coach Miles. I'm dead on with that one. Absolutely. You got to let them know how ridiculous that whole thing was. And of course, Georgia State was able to rebound because Nick Arbuckle threw it to Rucker for the 9-yard touchdown. It was up the middle, kind of. It was a Tony Gonzalez route. If you're a Falcons fan, it's a Tony Gonzalez route. It's up the middle, back of the end zone. Really pretty. In the second half, it was good containment of McKissick on kickoffs. A few broken tackles led to a pretty good Arkansas State touchdown drive. Green had the kickoff return for touchdown. That guy is just getting better and better and better. Georgia State had some good third down conversions. DeMarcus Kirk was finding good running lanes still, and he is actually creating more. He'd find a running lane, and as they go to close that one up, it would create another one. He would take off that way. He's a really good runner as well. The offense was using quick movements to create space. It was working towards the end. Glenn Smith, like I said, he did well for a first-time running back, as far as I know, ever. He's always been a wide receiver or something else, never been a running back. I thought he did just a jam-up job. On fourth and one, there was a keeper by Arbuckle. Ended up being about 1 inch short. I got the play call and the aggression by Georgia State, though, absolutely just phenomenal. I like that you go for it right there. Arkansas State has, at that point, swapped to a lot of screens, especially wide receiver bubble screens. That's where you stack up three on one side. The first two are blockers. The next one takes a step back, catches the ball, and takes off. Actually, Will Lutz had a great tackle on punt coverage. It shouldn't have to come down to the kicker sometimes, but it did, and he made a good play. The run defense was a lot better on that night, and especially in the last few games. I think that's something that Coach has really been working on, and you can tell these guys are really grasping the concepts behind the scheme. And this team has grown and evolved together, and that's almost invaluable. To teach somebody to learn together, to grow together, is a very hard thing. Georgia State was starting to use stack formations and pick plays to move the ball and was very effective in it. But there were just too many delay of game penalties on Georgia State. I don't know if they just didn't see the clock or I don't know that exact situation. But just too many. And the special teams was just not completing tackles. That went back to what I said. Will had to make a good tackle on a punt. And Georgia State defense just looked tired and worn out in the end. Ultimately, that led to the 34-48 loss on the road to Arkansas State. Of course, like I said, they are going to be home against UL Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns. It's a pretty cool little nickname. I personally like Panthers, but maybe a little biased in that. This is Georgia Dome. That's 2 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. That's a ESPN3 game. Of course, you can listen to it as well on 1340 AM or 680 The Fan AM here locally as well. The other thing I wanted to get to real quickly, tell you a little bit about the UL Lafayette Raging Cajuns. They average about a little over 30 points per game. They also average giving up 31. They're a run-first team, complemented by timely passing. Similar to Arkansas State, but I think they will run just a little bit more, I believe. They have rushed for a total of 1,540 yards. That's an average of 220 a game. They have 19 rush touchdowns. They have passed for just under that, 1,374 yardage-wise. That's 196 a game. See, it's more of a balance, but at the same time, they run a little more than they pass. They have also 8 passing touchdowns, so that's a total of 27. They average 5.9 yards per play. That's a good chunk. And on defense, their tackle leader, or on defense, their leaders are Tracy Walker, who's leading in tackles with 53. Dominique Tovell has 39, and Otha Peters has 33. Their sack leader is Tovell. Tracy Walker, by the way, is a corner, or he's a defensive back. I think Otha Peters is as well. Dominique Tovell is a linebacker. He's leading the team in sacks with 5. So we got to get somebody on Tovell. If that means we keep somebody in the backfield to help Chip, or we just got to see him coming. And then my overall observation just is that the third down defense needs a little bit of improvement. Seems like we get them almost all the way stopped on a drive, and then, you know, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 1, whatever it is, they seem to be able to convert more than we're able to stop them. And then impact player of the week, haven't had that in a while. Impact player of the week, by far, Glenn Smith, I got to give it to you. You converted very successfully from wide receiver to running back. If you're doing it again this week, can't wait. And, you know, I just told you about UL Lafayette. I do believe we can win. I very much think we can win because our run defense is getting a lot better. If we can make sure they don't convert on third down, I think we'll be doing well. I think the Raging Cajuns are going to come all the way over to the Georgia Dome and be disappointed. Maybe they'll bring us some gumbo, though. That would be nice. So UL Lafayette, if you got University of Louisiana Lafayette, if you guys are listening, you Raging Cajuns, be nice you brought us some good food there. We'll give you some boiled peanuts and Vidalia onions and Georgia peaches in exchange. And if you guys bring us some gumbo and etouffee and then some crawfish, I don't know about you guys, but crawfish pretty dang good. Maybe they'll bring us that, and we'll go a little easy on them and only beat them by about 10, which is actually what I think it's going to be. I have no idea what the score is going to be. 41-31, why not? That's the 10-point thing. 41-31, Georgia State's going to win this weekend. And that's going to do it for me this week. So, for Impact Media Blog Talk Radio, I am Jeremy the Impact York. Go Panthers! We will see you in the Dome on Saturday. Bye.